We like to say on this program that we aggressively deliver breaking news to our public radio listeners. Peter King, Republican congressman representing New York's 3rd Congressional District. That's literally true for you this morning. We woke you up with the news that Anwar al-Awlaki was killed in Yemen. Good morning.
Morning, John. How are you doing?
Great. How important do you think the killing, assassination, whatever, what have you, of Anwar al-Awlaki is in the war on terror?
It's more important than the killing of bin Laden. Now, obviously, bin Laden had the psychological factor, but as far as an operations leader, I would say for the last year and a half, al-Awlaki was the number one al-Qaeda operative in the world. We had testimony before my committee back in January from Mike Leiter, who was head of the National Counterterrorism Center. And at that time, he said al-Awlaki was the greatest threat to the U.S. He was American. He understood America. He has a following here in the United States. He had a monthly magazine coming out in the U.S. We had the Christmas Day bombing was tied to him. The Fort Hood shootings were tied to him. We've had a number of arrests around the country, including New Jersey last year, were tied to him. He was actively recruiting in the U.S., and so much so that bin Laden was actually jealous of him, the fact that he had emerged as such a worldwide leader for al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
Peter King, Republican congressman representing New York's 3rd Congressional District, it's well known that the notion of radicalization, particularly U.S.-born radicalization, is a key issue for you on Capitol Hill. Are you saying that in the war on terror in 2011, a media figure like Anwar al-Awlaki is more dangerous than an operational figure like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who actually organizes and plans and carries out terrorist attacks, that the media figure is more dangerous?
Yes, because al-Qaeda, it's very difficult for them to attack us in large scale from the outside. And so now you have recruiting going on over the internet. You have someone like al-Awlaki who was recruiting worldwide. He was a charismatic figure, but he also was moving up in the al-Qaeda organization. And so he had a following over there. He had operatives around him who were planning the attacks, but he was the one who was the driving force. And so he was clearly, I can tell you by all intelligence estimates, he was the one that the U.S. was most concerned about, as well as our allies.
We have now Charles Dunbar, who was U.S. ambassador to Yemen from 1988 to 1991. He's now a lecturer in international relations at Boston University. Ambassador, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. And Congressman Peter King just suggested that someone like Anwar al-Awlaki is more dangerous than the sort of operational end of al-Qaeda that might be characterized by someone like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Do you go along with that? And how focused is Yemen in the war on terror?
I can't agree entirely with the congressman on that. I think that the people that we have to be watching are the Khalid Sheikh Mohammeds, who are actually doing things that will cause us incalculable damage, like 911. I think that al-Awlaki certainly is a major public figure, perhaps more here in the United States because of his ability to speak absolutely fluent English and his way with words. He's a religious man. He's good at it. But I would be more worried about the operational guys. I think the big point about this is there will be a kind of dilemma for the United States as to whether this means we shouldn't be opposing President Saleh. And that's something that I think we should not take our eye off the ball of getting President Saleh eased to the exits and getting on with the rebuilding of Yemen as part of the Arab Spring.
And do you think that that is complicated by this death and the cooperation between the U.S. and Yemen?
I do not think so. That is my opinion. I think a point about this is that drone strikes in Yemen do not elicit the same kind of gut negative reaction that they do in Pakistan, for example. Obviously, when there is collateral damage of killing a lot of innocent people, it angers a lot of Yemenis. But it isn't the same kind of political fixed idea of we've got to stop these things. They're an infringement on our sovereignty.
And Anwar al-Awlaki is not necessarily a native of Yemen. He's a U.S. born. Charles Dunbar, U.S. ambassador to Yemen from 1988 to 1991, reacting to the death of Anwar al-Awlaki. Thank you so much, Ambassador, and we'll stay with you.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you.